Last month's decision to open up ground combat positions to women in the military has been one of much debate. With recent polls showing more than 60% of Americans in favor, it seems this hot-button issue has been well-received. Susan McDowell, a local Air Force veteran of 24 years, has a different opinion.
I personally don't agree with it because all our hormones, we're all emotionally wired to be mothers and caring and compassionate. And every day they would have ceremonies for the dead that they brought, and they would put them on the aircraft. And it was just traumatic. Traumatic even for the men, but more so for the women.
Sergeant McDowell served as the public health program manager, where she performed the pre- and post-deployment screenings. She witnessed firsthand the negative effects that war had on soldiers, especially in females. While many are arguing that men are opposed for sexist reasons, Specialist Nicholas Corville of the Army National Guard believes it's an issue of sociology. Having recently returned from his third deployment overseas, he is all too familiar with what this change can do for an infantry unit. In fact, his main disagreement for this change in military is quite similar to that of Ms. McDowell.
I know, just from being a man, that it's hardwired in my nature to help a female. If a female's in trouble, especially if she's in danger, it's just a natural reaction to drop what you're doing and try to save her. And while that's all fine and good and stateside, in a combat situation, that can get you killed faster than a bullet can.
So what does this mean for the future? Well, many are focused on the benefits and career advancements for these women. Some see it as a further push for a better state of equality. And in another recent poll by the Washington Post, about half of the people who voted surprisingly think it will not make much difference at all. While both Susan and Nicholas can understand the boost in the careers of these women, they still both agree that overall these changes will bring a grim outcome.
I think they would actually lose it on the battlefield. And there's a select few that probably are really tough, but I think you have to almost be antisocial to be a woman and not really fall to pieces when you see someone's kid being blown up.
For Louisiana Focus, I'm Katie Mendoza.